Earth, sky.
The effects of solar flares could disrupt electrical power grids on Earth.
The effects would happen most likely at high latitudes, places like Canada and Sweden. But a 2012 study suggests that the effects of solar storms might also extend to more heavily populated lower latitudes. The study focused on an event that took place 11 years ago, on November 6, 2001, when a NASA satellite recorded the passing of a high-density pocket of solar wind.
Within half an hour, a high-pressure pulse induced currents in power lines across New Zealand, according to the study. At the power grid, alarms were tripped and a transformer failed catastrophically.
New Zealand extends from latitude 35 degrees to 46 degrees south. The northern hemisphere equivalent is from Maine to North Carolina. Prior to this study, New Zealand would have been considered outside the region susceptible to the effects of solar flares. The study suggests that lower latitudes are not immune from solar flare effects.
In March 1989, a solar storm effect also caused a power failure in Quebec and across parts of the northeastern U.S. Electrical power was cut off to over 6 million people, but only for 9 hours. Still, more scientists are beginning to ask questions. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.